Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined by Florian Weghorn, who is the program manager of the Berlinale Talents. So thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, hello. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. Obviously, it's Sarajevo Talents is happening right here, but you're here representing the Berlinale Talents. First off, I think the best way to start the interview is, can you tell us about the Berlinale Talents, what it's all about?
Berlinale Talents is a big, big network going on an annual basis, and the hub, so to say, and the nucleus of everything is the Berlin Talents, Berlinale Talents, that is always a six-day event in February, parallel to the Berlinale Film Festival. That was the idea 13 years ago, so that we thought, okay, we have this festival, we have the experts there, we have cinematographers and directors and who are famous or not famous, but they all do really good work, so let us invite some emerging filmmakers, let us invite some emerging cinematographers or other work field of works, and then bring them together. And that was the basic. In the beginning it were 500, nowadays we have 300, I think that's enough, and nowadays we also have this network of six other talents initiatives from around the world. One is here in Sarajevo.
Exactly. And I mean, these are people that are interested in starting a career, or they may be at the beginnings of their career, and pretty much all of the film industry kind of workplaces.
Yeah, that's right. And so we, on the one side, they share the enthusiasm of being a young filmmaker or an emergent filmmaker, as we call them. So, and they want to learn something, they want to learn from the experts. But I think the main thing for talents is that it is more like a networking platform for emerging filmmakers. So we think, okay, let's put them together, let them talk. Or let us talk with them over a certain topic, and this can be something like cinematography, like sound design, like acting, whatever, and so that we have a chance to meet and learn from each other and then probably work together, because as we all know, there's a tough business, this film industry, and it's often about money, it's often about financing, but it's also about just getting connected, and not only in terms of the network, but also on personal relations, and that is what talents can offer.
Exactly. I mean, it's not just the networking, it's also international networking, because I understand that this program takes place not just in Berlin and not just in Sarajevo.
Yeah, it also takes place in six different cities, and it goes from Tokyo to Durban in South Africa to Guadalajara in Mexico, Buenos Aires. Now we are going to start a new one in Beirut very soon, which we are very proud of and interested in, and to get this connected to the Lebanon and to the Arab region. But of course in Berlin, all these different countries and all these different people from all over the world come together. This is what we, in the end, so if you once had experienced talents, you stay in the network, you become an alumni, and we really mean it. This means that we are connected.
And I mean, you don't just like have the program and then that's it, you're left to your own devices. You actually follow up on them.
Yeah, we follow up, and they also get, of course, in touch with us as soon as they probably have a new film. And what happens very often nowadays is that they find, let's say, directors, or find their co-producers at Berlinale Talents or at Talents Sarajevo or wherever they are, and then they work closely together, and they're very much invited, of course, to show the film again. And so, for example, in Berlin, about 60 to 70 former talents come back to the festival each year with a film. So not only as a director, but they were somehow involved in the films. And these alumni, they are of course very welcome, and they're also part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, even here in Sarajevo, there's a film that was made by talent alumni, a quintet. That's amazing. We should also mention something about the critics that are taking part in the talents program.
Yeah, the film critics and the young journalists who are working with or about film, they are of course part of the whole film industry thing as well, so they are also welcome to apply. And this is a particular program within the framework of Talent Press, also here in Sarajevo and also in other international platforms. We call it Talent Press, and it's always a group of about 10 young or emerging film critiques, and they come to the festival. They work particularly on the festival, write reviews, or write about Berlinale talents, or write about something else that is going on the industry side. And so we encourage them just to see the festival from their particular perspective, and of course get to know people who are working in the business as well. So because we think there's a it's neat and really necessary to have an exchange between the critiques and the ones that are doing the films, and this is what Talent Press can offer.
Absolutely, and also get like different international points of view on the festival in itself.
Absolutely.
So let's just talk about getting to the specifics of things, because I'm sure a lot of people listening to this will actually be interested in it and maybe want to join. Mm-hmm. What does the program actually offer? What kind of program is it?
So the nucleus, talking about Talents Sarajevo and Talents in Berlin, it's in one some cases it's different, but in most cases it's the same. So we can just combine this and talk about the both initiatives. So what we put into the center is what we call a summit. So this is a situation where you have interactive panel discussions with an expert, and this is the first way you can learn something, but you can experience something, you can get let your own ideas flow and grow. And around this summit, there's a what we call a studio program or a project lab program. So you can either get connected to your own field of work. So probably the actors are together in the acting studio, and they have a particular workshop going on for this. Here in Sarajevo, for example, the cinematographers are here for the very first time. So they're now eligible to apply for talents, and they did. And they have a fantastic workshop going on with Fred Kellerman, who's a cinematographer. And they're working closely with him over the course of 3 days, and go a little deeper into what they want to talk about and what they want to learn, and that's what it is. And the other thing that is offered are the stations, at least that's the name of how it in Berlin. So that's where you can develop your script. So you get a one-on-one mentoring here with some really renowned mentors, and they sit together in a one-on-one situation and talk about the script and see how they can develop it.
Yeah, these are priceless workshops. I even understand that here in Sarajevo for the DOP a talent, they're actually shooting a film. They're not just talking about it, they're making things. It's very exciting. So in terms of like, if you want to become a part of the talent, how do you go about doing it? And what's the selection process?
So you have to apply in the moment. Talking about Berlinale talents, the application deadline is coming up rather quickly. So because it's 1st of September, so there are only about 2 weeks to go. But of course, if you come from another region of the world, if you're coming from Latin America, you can also check out what's happening there. Because then probably the next talents is coming up in April or something, and then you have enough time to apply if you're based in this region. And what you have to do, what we ask you to do, is to give us a really good idea of who you are, so and what you're doing. So it's not that you only fill out a questionnaire, but you have some particular, more or less, let's say, emotional questions, so that we know what kind of guy is this, and what is he or she doing. And of course you upload a sample of your work, so it's a 3-minute thing. And the selection process in Berlin is like we put a group of people, the selection committee, we lock them into a room for 2 months, and then they go through this more than 4,000 applications, but carefully, so they take the time, and then they select the group of 300.
Wow, that's perfect. And the deadline is coming up, so
we
urge people to rush and really take part in this program, because it's really a fascinating thing. And of course, if they want to know more about it, is there any way in which they could find out more?
Yeah, I think the most and first thing they can do is just check berlinale-talents.de, so the website, or just go to berlinale.de and find your way. And there's a video that gives you an introduction on how to apply, and there's also lots about the summit and the different script stations and talent project market and whatever. It would take hours to talk about the whole thing, and it's all on the website. It gives you an idea of, you can watch to what happened on previous things. You can go into the network of the alumni and see who's applying. You can check out who applied from my country. So probably you know someone, then you can ask him.
That's great. That's brilliant. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for talking to us about it. It was a real pleasure to interview you.
Yeah, see you in Berlin.
Definitely.
Or somewhere else.
Thanks very much for talking with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.